I think it was all right, don't you?
It went off very well.
All food was eaten anyway.
Except for some Stilton on the carpet.
The news has gone too.
People didn't seem to want to leave.
Well, you don't think you finished too early?
God, no, I'm exhausted.
I'm only just beginning to relax. I hate being the host.
You looked tense.
Did I?
Especially when you were talking in the corner to Emma Seymour.
Oh, come on.
Your eyes were swiveling about like a thief
in
a pantomime.
Get away.
Why bother with any of that tonight? We can do it.
You really fancy her, don't you?
She's,
No, not in that way.
Matthew noticed too.
What do you mean? Did he say anything?
Huh? Well, he sort of laughed. Then he said, my, look at John.
I was a rugger.
You being furtive.
Actually, it was me being bored. We were talking about the European Parliament.
Really?
Anyway.
In low voices.
What?
You were talking about the European Parliament in low voices. With you holding her elbow.
Crushed her.
Parliament.
There's no way I can erect muscles to escape your analysis, is there?
If I don't blink or anything, best thing I can do is wear a stocking over my face.
You need more than a mask, Johnny boy. You looked as though you wanted a liquor all over.
Sir, please.
Bloody blatant. That's what I object to.
Shall I make some coffee? Glad it's all over. Glad I'm going back to work tomorrow. I hate parties.
Especially ours.
I hate Christmas.
It used to be all right in Christmases.
No, never.
I used to like getting up in the morning and seeing what presents I got. I'd be so excited I'd hold my breath.
And then not get what you really wanted.
Oh, but I did several times.
I always wanted a doll's house, but I never dared say so.
Doll's house?
Ah, much nicer than soldiers or a fort or whatever junk it was I actually did get.
Yeah, the doll's house.
Little tables and chairs and things.
And little pots and pans.
That's nice.
Little people, very little people, having a party, talking in low voices in the corner.
Oh, I see. A paranoid doll's house.
What's the matter, Jenny?
I hope Malcolm kills you.
Why should he want to do that?
Because you're sleeping with his wife.
Oh, Christ almighty. Why don't you see a doctor?
I have.
What?
I went to see Donald.
What for? When?
To get some help.
Now, look here, this is very stupid.
I said, I thought you were sleeping with another woman. I said, I wasn't sure, but I thought
you
were.
That's right, blaming right. This is a narrow-minded prig, that man. What did he say?
He gave me some tranquilizers.
Christ, Jane, you made me feel so small.
Well, I had to talk to somebody.
It's all in your head. It's sheer fantasy.
All the more reason to get the
one kiss 3 months ago in the hall. But that's what we're basing everything on. You catch us like that.
It's not.
We
just
all had too much to drink.
The way
what
you
else
behave.
Be
the
more
way
specific.
She behaves.
Like how?
Like
come
a
on.
Bitch on it.
You're enjoying this, aren't you? Bloody cow.
Rust! Oh, Rust! Oh, please, there's a bloody rabbit out there!
Oh, my God!
Double. Dory double. Dory double.
Something bugger.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, bless the bed that I lie on. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Office today?
Yes, I do. You'll be all right here. Yeah. He's obviously just a village drunk, nothing to worry about.
If you're not well, we needn't have that bloody dinner tonight.
You're not going to be unfriendly, are you?
Come on.
Look, Jane, we've had this all out. Emma and Martin are our friends.
Your friends.
And Malcolm is also my partner. Christ almighty, I'm fed up with all this.
You're what?
Your suspicions, your paranoia. I am not having an affair with Emma. Got it?
Fancy.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Fancy yourself.
Oh, bollocks!
But there's still more black spots for those of you going into work.
Lacquer.
Now, let's be serious.
You're a plain nasty.
Piss off, then.
You mind, I don't.
And there are tailbacks north and south. Certainly on that road. I think there's a little
dust.
Lovely.
Ashes.
Yes, she is. Careful, that's really,
huh? Happy New Year. Oliver.
Thank you.
last moment.
Oh. Billy.
Sorry.
Oh, it's morning.
I've got no watch. Oh. Beg pardon, eyes open.
Look, I'm not properly dressed or anything. I thought you weren't going to come back.
But I've changed my mind.
You have?
I have that.
Oh. Well, it's cold out here. You better come on in.
Thanks very much, Mrs.
You look cold.
No, I didn't. Not me. I'm not stupid, you know.
What?
Bet you think I'm stupid.
Oh, Billy, of course.
You sure?
Well, just because you can't read and write, isn't it?
Nobody knows I can't read. What? Nobody knows.
That's a crime.
Except for me and you and that bloke with the sticking plants on his glasses who fixed us up as a secret, see?
I understand.
I don't go around shouting about it.
No, of course
I mean,
not.
If I see a shop full of electric fires and hoovers and washing machines and that,
come on,
I don't stop some old girl in the street and say, beg pardon, Mrs., is this the post office now, do I?
No.
But I want to read, so I decided to come back. Give you another chance, like, you don't mind, do you?
Well, I'm very pleased. Just sit down. Do you want a cup of coffee before we begin?
No, I've been thinking, see?
What about?
My life. Doesn't he laugh at me, mind?
Sorry, it was the way you said it.
Yeah, I know.
Just go and get myself a cup of coffee. Your exercise book?
Oh, shit.
Don't mind me. I hear a lot worse.
I think it's wicked, a cuss.
Do you?
Aye, I do. I've been effing this and effing that all my lifelong days, but not no more.
Goodness.
Not if I can help it, Mrs. Johnson.
How's that?
I've met Jesus, haven't I?
How do you mean exactly?
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, who died to save us all.
Amen.
What?
So you've met him, have you?
Oh, yes, I met him, all right.
How and where did you meet him exactly?
I opened up this here little door in my heart and I let him in, just like that. That's why I want to read, innit? That's why I don't want to cuss no more. You got it? I've been born again, see? It's all new, like I've been washed all clean and shiny.
That sounds very nice.
Oh, you got no idea how low I was. Down in the dumps, everything was like it was raining all the time. Drizzling, you get me?
Yes.
Raining on the slates, all dull and sort of wet on the slates.
Rain on the roof, yes.
Rain on your blinking brain, I reckon.
Yes.
The Bible. That's the book I want to read, Missus.
Oh, dear.
Why, what?
You've got to learn to walk before you can crawl, Billy.
Don't get you.
It doesn't matter.
Crawl? What do you mean, crawl?
It was a joke, sort of.
Don't you read the Bible, then?
Not anymore, no.
This bloke at the door says it's all wrote down in this book. Everything that's ever happened. And everything that will ever happen. And how to live forever and everything.
Cool.
No, that's right, mind. That's what this bloke says. You only got to ask. He says it's yours just for the asking.
Oh, who is he, this bloke? Magnus Magnusson.
Don't look up too much. Came to the door with my dad. He had a stinking bad cold. Didn't stop him talking. I've been seeing him. Comes in now. Has a cup of tea, a bit of cake. Likes jam sponge.
Does he indeed?
I told him to shove off at first. Push him in the chest like that. Knocked him arse backside over, you know. But he don't mind. He gets up, puts his hand on my arm and he says, you don't know what you're missing, son. You don't give yourself a chance. He was right, you know.
Well.
He gives me these little books.
What?
gives me these little books. They ain't got no pictures in them. Only this old bloke with a light round his head.
So he doesn't know you can't read?
No, but...
But he suspects.
Yeah. Getting this funny sort of look in his eye. Know what I mean? Like I got... funny smell. On Monday... Was it? Yeah. He starts asking me to read little bits out loud.
What did you do?
Wipe me shoes on me socks.
What?
Fidgeted.
Oh. So that's why you decided to come back and try again, hmm?
Just read this. This bit. I said... Well, I said I banged me head on a tractor and got this double what's hit. Vision. And where he just sits here, looking at me, and sipping his tea, and looking at me. I'm breaking off little bits of me mum's jam sponge, and looking at me. I don't know where to put myself. Nice sponge, I says. Do you like your sponge, Mr. Castle?
What did he say?
Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, can see right deep into our hearts. That's what he said. Right down beneath our bones. And he's crumbling up a bit of sponge between his fingers and I'm feeling that small. Jesus knows when we are telling a lie, he says.
But you weren't telling lies, Billy.
No?
No. It was just an excuse.
Same difference.
If we all told the whole truth all the time, well, the whole world would collapse. It'd be unbearable. It really would.
It's going to collapse anyway.
What is?
A blinking world is. The world's going to come to an end. It's going to end. It's going to end.
There. The North British Assurance Company. Emma? Listen, I've no time to explain now. No, listen! Janet is on to us. Just be very... No, listen! Be very careful when you come tonight.
Oh, yes, it's right and all. The world's going to come to an end.
He told you that as well, did he?
It is, though. That's definite, that's for sure.
It's all silly, stupid, superstitious rubbish.
Don't you believe it?
No, it's very silly.
Well, I do. I believe it. And if you was a man, I'd punch the head in. I believe it. It'll happen any day now. Just look at the place. The world, look at what we've done to it. We don't treat it right. The world was a dog, an old dog, you'd want to put it out of its misery. I walk up and down looking at it, and I know, see?
What you're saying?
I know! I sees what people gets up to. Worse than animals. Worse than the dirtiest animal that ever shoved its snout in a trough. I seen them!
What do you mean?
Look through any window, missus.
Is that what you do, Billy? You look through other people's windows?
Poor old world. It was a lovely garden once, you know. Aye. All lovely and perfect. Animals.
and plants and people. No cops, no soldiers, no baked beans.
Do you look through other people's windows?
No dirt, no sickness, no arguments, none of that. Look at it now, though. No wonder Jova's fed up to the back teeth of the whole stinking mess. He's going to burn it up. Burn the whole lot down, you listen to the squealing man.
Well, he's not very nice then, is he?
You just don't get it. You don't understand. If you'd let me tell you all about it.
No, Billy, please don't.
There's a lot of people walking around not knowing what's going to happen and how easy they could save themselves and live forever. I don't want to see you burnt to a cinder, Mrs. Johnson. If you'd let me tell you all about it.
No, please don't. I
what's the matter?
There isn't time. We haven't got...
No, there ain't that. Not much time at all.
Yes, well... Let's get a sheet of paper. You got that felt-tip pen I gave you?
Oh, fuck.
It's in the dictionary, Billy. I mean, it is a proper word, and shit is in the Bible.
Get away.
You didn't know I went to a convent school, did you?
What's that?
Oh, you were taught by nuns.
Blooming heck, that must have been creepy.
Why do you say that?
Them black cloaks and that, they do shave their heads, don't them? Skinheads for teachers, that's a laugh.
Oh, not these nuns. We never saw them starkers anyway. We were told never to let anyone see our naked bodies.
Well, that's right, isn't it?
Is it?
Of course it is.
Well, what about my poor husband? Doesn't seem very fair to him.
I didn't mean accepting for... Unless you want to be a right little scrubber, I mean. You've got to respect yourself if you want anybody else to respect you. That's only plain decent, isn't it? You don't need an ignorant bloke like me to tell you that. Not a clever lady like you.
Here.
Ah, it's very nice of you. I'll bring the other one back, I promise.
Yes, well, let's get started, shall we? What's the matter? Billy, what is it?
And don't you think you should go up another button on that thing?
I'm begging your pardon.
Does it disturb you?
Well...
All right.
Hope you don't think I was rude.
Sit down, Billy. You remember that last time you came, we made a little word. We made the word it. I-T, remember?
Yes.
Well, write it down for me then. On this sheet of paper.
Aren't you going to write it first?
No,
so I can...
Billy.
I know how to do it.
Yes, I know you do.
I forget, that's all. My mind's gone blank.
Well, it's got two letters, I-T. Little I and a little T.
I know. I got it. That's the one where a bloke taking his hat off standing next to his funny old signpost, isn't it?
Is it?
Aye, it is. Look. Here's a man.
See? And I ain't got no arms and no legs. And there's his chubby hat up in the air. That's aye, that is.
So it is.
What'd I tell you?
Well, what about the T?
Hold on. That's a funny old signpost, right?
Very good.
Aye, it is that.
Yes, but look, try and make these letters come closer together. See, all letters in a word should stand hip to hip, shoulder to shoulder. Look, just as we are now. See, that's how you know they belong together. They make a family.
Mrs. Johnson?
The spaces are between the words, Billy, not between the letters. The spaces are between the words.
Mrs. Johnson?
Spaces are between the words. All the letters in the words stand shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip, as close as we are now. See, that's how you know they belong together. They make a family. The spaces are between the words, Billy.
Yeah, I know.
Now, these two letters belong together in this little word. I-D. So write the letters again for me. Write it again, but put the letters much, much closer together. Hmm?
You said let's write it again. It. Do you get me? Yes, do you get it? Good, isn't it?
Yes, just write IT close together, please.
How about that, then?
Very good.
Again?
Close together.
You want me to do it again?
No, I want you to write me a B.
A what?
B. Makes a B sound. B.
You sound like one of them little Jap motorbikes, Mrs. Johnson.
Billy, for goodness sake, please stop this. Mrs. This and Mrs. That. My name is Janet.
I don't know what I can do, a B.
Well, you wrote it for me last time, over and over again.
You think I'd be stupid, doesn't it?
Oh, no, Billy, I don't think you're stupid. I don't think you're stupid at all, not one little bit.
Your dad thought so. Dad thought I was.
Look, you obviously have a highly visual imagination.
What's that when it's at home?
Well, you remember things in a certain way. Now, let's think. If I is a little man with his hat in the air, a bee is the same little man without his hat in the air and with a football stuck to his toe. Yeah, see?
That's what I'd done.
Almost, but look, the ball really is stuck to his toe, and you left a little space in between.
Proper little Kevin Keegan, isn't he?
Do you like football?
It's all right. Lot of bad language, though. I stopped going to Ashengate, Bristol City. Cousin was getting lots of yobs.
John, my husband, he goes to see Bristol Rovers sometimes.
Rovers?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
Well, I don't know. We don't talk about it. It's one of the things we don't show.
The goalkeeper got lumbago from bending down so much to pick the ball out the back of the net. He tried to put his head in his hands and missed.
As bad as that, aren't they?
Compared to City, well, I'll tell you. Oh, this bloke, see, has a little parrot. Takes it down the boozer every Saturday.
Oh, this is a joke.
No.
Oh, sorry, because I'm not very good with jokes.
This little monkey sits here on the bar.
What, you said it was a parrot?
What?
Sorry.
This little parrot or monkey or whatever it is sits there on the bar wringing its little hands.
Or claws?
Or claws. What if it was a monkey? Anyway, it's sitting there on the bar, whatever it is, all upset going, oh no, oh no. What's wrong with a monkey? Yeah, it was a monkey. What's wrong with it? The old landlord asks. Yeah, must have been a monkey, not a parrot. Sorry.
That's all right.
What's up with it? Doesn't worry, says this bloke. He always does that when Bristol Rovers gets beat. What does he do when Rovers win then, this bloke asks. I don't know. Says, I don't know. I've only had him a year.
Very funny.
You don't have to laugh, you know, not if it hurts.
Oh, well, I think it's always wise to laugh if somebody makes a joke.
Not if it isn't funny.
You're quite a Puritan, aren't you?
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
I always say that when I don't know what the question is. What's a Puritan anyway?
Someone who...
Well, if you make a joke, for instance, I don't think it'll be a dirty joke.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't write.
Sex can be very, very funny.
Yeah, well.
Hilarious. Don't you think so?
Yes and no.
Yes, well, don't let's waste any more time. Write me a B. Exactly like the one I did, but put it in front of the IT. There.
You've been biting your nails.
Yes. I'm an extremely neurotic woman. Be very careful if I were you, my lad.
Here, do you mean? Write it here?
Mm. You're like a little boy when you concentrate. Your whole face puckers up.
What? How's that, then?
Very good. Right, what does the word say? The whole word.
Be it.
No, Billy. The B makes a B sound. B, 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 B. Like the motorbike, remember?
Bet.
Oh, bet! Very good. Very good, and that's how we'll get along, Billy, bit by bit, until you can read and write.
You think I can? You think I will?
Well, of course you will. The world doesn't end first.
What?
Yes, you will be able to read and write, Billy, if only you stick it out.
I'll stick it out, all right. I got a good teacher, ain't I?
Have you?
B-I-T.
Don't you like holding my hand?
What?
Okay. Now, I know from what you said before that you can write me an S.
Oh, yes. I thought you was never going to ask.
Oh, I'm patient.
It's like a snake, it says. All coiled up, isn't it?
Mm. Our old friend the snake.
Pardon?
You wait till you can read the Bible.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Fantastic.
Mm, okay, do me an S.
S. I could do them all day long. Yeah, that's an S.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now do me an S, but put it in front of the IT, like you did with the B, shoulder to shoulder. Mm. Okay, now what does this new word say?
Sit.
Goodbye!
Sit. Sit. It's a pity your dog isn't here, isn't it? Sit. Sit. Goodbye!
You think I'm condescending?
Yes and no.
Oh. Oh, Billy, what is it?
It's nothing. It's a flash in front of my eyes.
What do you mean?
I saw lightning.
Is it that bad? Are you all right?
Of course I be.
Well, are you sure?
Leave that alone.
Okay, well, now what does an F make?
Fa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get your meaning. Fit.
Right on.
Yeah, fit.
Mm-hmm.
If I go on at this rate, there won't be no more words left, just as well, I reckon.
Right. Now, if I change the I into an A...
Yeah, hold on, missus.
Now, I know you know an A, Billy. I know very well you do. There. S-at. Sat. The A makes an R sound. Now, what does that say? Hmm?
Sat.
Well done. Good. Now, if I change this S, the snake... into a B, the man with the football, remember? What does that say?
Bat.
Splendid.
Bat. 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 Bat.
Billy, what is the matter?
It's pain, right? Why am I... Why am I...
mess with us. Is it that bad? Lily?
Eyes on the road, my boy.
Tell me why, Markham.
Because we don't want a bump.
No, but we do want a bang now again, don't we?
Christ, it's cold. They're not brass, are they?
And 2 sherries, please, miss.
I wonder if women think about it as much as men do.
Doubt it. Anyway, I don't.
No, I think you're right.
Certainly not as much as you do, John.
When you're ready.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The trouble is, if you put almost any sort of adjective in front of cheese, it comes out sounding a bit apologetic. I mean, it sounds like processed or something. Words directly
affect the palate.
What?
Double Gloucester. Cheddar.
I don't mean pleasure.
I
mean adjectives like sliced, fresh rat, tasty, country, farmhouse, all those bloody commercial words. In the end, you might as well come right out with it and say plastic.
Well, it is, ain't it? It's processed muck we're going to advertise some polystyrene cheese.
We have to believe in the product.
Or pretend to.
Yes, or at least pretend to. Aren't you hungry?
Not very.
Saving
how
space for dinner with us
tonight. Cream cheese. That sounds reasonably palatable.
Sounds as though it's been dunked in bloody sherry.
Be an improvement, wouldn't it?
Mrs. Johnson? Mrs. Johnson?
bathroom, will you? Are you all right?
What's been going on?
Just a minute.
Mrs. Johnson?
Are you feeling any better?
What?
Come on down.
Where's my clothes? What's been happening?
Well, is your head better? Is the pain gone?
Yes. Well, me, that's all right.
Well, thank goodness for that. Well, come on down and make you a cup of tea.
Can't. I ain't got no clothes on. Where be him?
You were sick all over them.
Was I?
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Well, you can't stay up there. You look like a Roman emperor. Come on down.
It's my clothes I worry about.
Well, I washed your shirt. The rest I had to scrub down. They'll be dry soon. To be perfectly honest, they weren't very clean anyway, and you weren't wearing any pants.
I didn't know where I was up there when I woke up.
That's my bedroom.
It was all pink and blue.
Sorry.
I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
Yes, well, I am thinking of redecorating it.
What was I up there for?
You passed out. You've been asleep for hours.
Did I? Oh, I mean, why?
Those drugs you were taking.
Drugs?
Yes, sit down, Billy. I've got something very important to say to you.
I've got no clothes.
Yes, well, don't worry about that. Sit down.
I had to wrap this eider-down thing around, eh? Couldn't find nothing else, could I?
Well, don't go on about it. Why do you worry so much?
I'm not bothered.
Yes, you are.
I worry about everything. All the time.
Well, what about Jesus?
What?
Well, if you worry so much, I thought he was meant to make everything bright and shiny.
See all this? Do you? See all these tables and chairs and pictures and that? Well, I'd smash them up into little bits and pieces and throw that telly through the window and pee on the carpet and tear off the wallpaper and put my teeth in your neck and smash your head in and if I didn't know he loved me, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, see?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Well...
What did you have to eat before you came here this morning?
Eat?
Did you have any cheese?
I wish I knew what you was talking about.
Did you, though?
You must know I had. Well, I had a bit of bread and cheese in my saddlebag.
But you mustn't, Billy. Really, you mustn't.
What? Not eat any bread and cheese?
No cheese. Not ever. None at all. None. No.
What's wrong with cheese all of a sudden? Here, are you having me on?
Didn't the doctor tell you when he gave you those tablets?
No, he didn't say nothing about no cheese. What's he want to talk about cheese for? Him and a photographer at a wedding?
Well, what did he say? He must have said something.
He said they make me feel better. Give me this bit of paper with writing on it. It was in the bottle. I kept it in my pocket.
Well, thank goodness you did. But why didn't you get somebody to read it to you?
That'd be giving the game away. I'm not stupid, am I? Besides, I haven't been taking them, have I?
But you did this morning.
Yeah. And last night. I sort of down, like, worried.
Why was that?
I like a bit of cheese.
But you mustn't eat fermented things if you take those tablets. Cheese is a fermented thing.
Is it?
Yes, and you mustn't eat raw beans either.
That's all right. I don't like them, do I?
Billy, you've got to take this seriously.
Yeah.
What do you remember now?
I had a headache, and I turned my head like this, and this bomb goes off. Boom. Was that because of a bit of cheese?
Yes, it was.
I thought cheese was supposed to be good for you.
Not if you take those tablets. I'd call my doctor. You collapsed in pain here. You were rolling on the floor. You were sick all over yourself. You could have choked you.
Yeah?
I had to get you upstairs.
begging your pardon for all the trouble and that.
Get all your clothes off.
You did?
Well, who else? The doctor was far too busy. Once he realised you weren't going to die or anything, he told me to get you upstairs and put you to bed. Let you sleep it off. He did help me get you upstairs.
Yeah. I sort of remember now. It's all coming back.
Why did you take those tablets, Billy?
Because.
Sad inside?
Yeah.
Sad and empty. Why was that?
My dad.
What about him?
He went and died, didn't he, the silly old sod.
And you loved him? Well, I'm sorry, it's a silly thing to say. Of course you did.
Did I?
Well, didn't you?
I don't know. He used to get on my wick, tell the truth. We jiggled his foot up and down. Up and down, up and down. An and whistle between his teeth. Caught that whistle. I like to go a-wandering along the mountain track, one of them old songs.
Come into the warm.
Dead boring. All the reef, all around, my knapsack. Bit rough sometimes, my dad. Andy with his fists when I'm had a drop too much. Used to punch me mam and call her my old pudding. Give her a black eye once. So I picked up this chair and hit him with it. Wallop. Broke the bloody rung. Mm-hmm. Look at what you gone and done, said me mam. Broke the bloody rung. But he weren't always like it. Not me dad. You gotta be fair, ain't you? We used to stroll down the pub on a Sunday morning, just him and me. It's all in the past, isn't it? No good keeping on about it. He'd keep wiping the beer suds off this little round table with the bottom of his pint, moving his pint glass about in circles. Funny old bloke. Wart on the side of his conch. And he used to talk to me sometimes.
I'm sure you did.
We had this canary on the kitchen table in a cage. Sing, you never heard the like. That little bird couldn't read or write, but by God, he could warble. Our dad used to rub this matchbox up and down the sides of the cage. Fluff's cage. And no word of a lie, when he did that, this little bird used to stand on one leg. Honest. Look at him. Look at the clever little bugger me dad used to see. He was real proud of that bird, he was. He did. That bird did. Stand on one leg on his perch. You're not going to call me a liar, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
He knew as I couldn't hold on to earn a job. He'd bring it up now and again. Nasty-like. Call me thick. You're as thick as shit in the neck of a bottle. But he used to give me a quid now and again. I mean, I wanted to work, didn't I? And he used to tell jokes. Bit crude, but he was really good at telling jokes, our dad. 3 months.
What?
I'm just mean dad for 3 months.
Oh, yes, well, I can understand you.
He used to carry a bit of candlelight in a jam jar on a winter's night, coming home from the pub. Well, the vicar, who used to live in this house, your house when it was a vicarage, well, he sees our dad one night with this bit of candle sitting on top of the wall by the church. Hello, hello, says the vicar, all sarky-like. You don't need a lantern on a night like this. Well, the sea vicar, says our dad, holding up this candle. This here candle is to light up my face, and look old moon up there will light up my arse.
Much better to cry like this than take those dreadful antidepressants.
And what's such a bad old bloke?
I know you loved him.
Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wanna to change.
So you shall, Billy.
I wish.
What do you wish?
I wish you was ugly.
Why do you wish that,
Billy? Belief.
What belief?
Temptation.
Am I ugly, Billy?
No.
Am I ugly?
No.
You're silly, Billy. Oh, Billy. You're my life.
What was I doing? What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to comfort you, Billy.
Janet?
Be my clothes dry, please, Mrs. Johnson.
What the bloody hell do you think you're doing?
Sorry about the food. It tastes like stewed cats.
Yeah. Don't you like it, Billy?
Very nice, Tart.
A little creeping Jesus, aren't you?
What?
Not so daft as you look.
Now listen.
Shut up, John.
What? Is your eye hurting, dear?
Yes, thank you, dear.
You can use one of those fillet steaks you didn't.
I will hide it.
Raw meat's supposed to be very good for a black eye.
Is it really? I would have thought you'd know everything there is to know about raw meat, Emma.
Ah, oh, isn't this a jolly table?
Absolutely. I pardon me, I forgot something.
What's that, Billy?
I don't matter.
Oh, come on now, William, let's have him. Don't be shy.
I didn't say what you call it. Here, I was so spitting that I...
No, of course he wasn't.
No, my dear old fellow, I can't control my lips, that's all.
I'll say that again. I simply swallow
the wrong way.
Why don't we all get sloshed?
Well, what were you eating in that? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, who died to save us all.
And for what you didn't receive, Billy, may I also be allowed to thank a dear Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who died to save us all?
Look, Mr. Johnson has got hold of the wrong stick.
Don't bother with him, Billy.
All right. I believe you.
Well, shut up about it, then.
I think you are the most exquisitely beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life. You still make me jump up inside. You still... Doesn't matter.
Words.
It's our trade, love.
You write advertising copy at the office, advertising copy at the table, advertising copy in bed.
Yes, I think that's fair comment. All corruption's contagious.
You speak for yourself, Malcolm, my old lad.
No, I think he's speaking for both of us. You should know, shouldn't you, Emma?
Listen, Janet, I'm sick and tired of all your innuendos. Just what are you trying to say?
A European Parliament.
What?
Oh, isn't that what you two were talking about?
Janet, Janet, my love.
Bet your life.
Stick
about
to tins of curry. Don't bloody well open another can of worms. Think of your guests. Think of young William here. Come on, Billy, say something.
Leave him alone.
What's he doing here? Tell me that. Why did you ask him?
I asked him because I wanted somebody decent at my table for a change.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Billy, say something.
What? Make us laugh.
You are a bastard.
Well, no, no. I mean, the food might be awful, but the conversation needn't be. Young William here hasn't said a word, not a bloody word. Come on, Billy, sparkle.
Why are false teeth like stars?
All right, all right. What's the answer, Billy?
Because they come out at night. It's one of our dad's jokes.
Quite a comedian, our dad.
Oh, more, him or that.
It's the sort of joke that brings tears to your eyes.
I do. Ooh,
yes, indeed.
Good old dad. That's his art.
What's father do, Billy?
In heaven.
Heaven, I'm in heaven.
So I hope him has any road.
I'm in heaven.
You won't go there.
Well, not me.
You word.
Well, it's your discussion to decide, is it?
He's so soft. Lord Jesus will do that according to who we've lived and what we've done.
It's a club with not very generous rules. I don't know that with a bit many of us will make it.
No, not many.
Bristol on a Sunday morning.
No sex, Romeo. Think of that.
Well, that settles it. I don't want to go.
No advertisements.
Doesn't be so soft.
All in all, not a very pretty prospect.
We'd be going to die, Venice. We've been going to live forever and ever on this earth, that's for sure.
No, live, love, love.
Who will believe my verse in times
the bed,
to
kissing
come?
The bed when you're filled
with
doing.
Your most high deserts, though yet heaven knows 'tis but as a tomb which
Sit
hides your
down.
Life and shows not half your parts. If I could write the beauty of your eyes and in fresh numbers number all your graces, the age to come would say...
Shit. The age to come would say... Shit.
Thanks very much. I nearly got it, but one
wait!
I can't stand it.
Billy, let me get your coat. Billy, please, you were very sick this morning. You must come back inside.
No.
Please.
Let me leave my room.
Don't you like me anymore? Don't you want to read the Bible?
Shut up! Shut up!
We must be going. Thank you very much.
Was I serious? It was just a bit of fun.
Of course it wasn't serious, old boy. It's just that we could all do it in a ferry.
Good night, Janet.
Good night, Janet. Thank you very much.
Bloody ridiculous for you to go like this. The
You've
whole
got
of you is ruined by that lump.
I don't even know who's doing here.
Why do it now?
Because I'm trembling inside.
I want to talk to you.
Why?
I need to talk to you.
What about?
Weather, Bristol Rovers... You, me, Emma, anything.
Okay.
He's a strange lad, that Billy.
Do you think so?
Why would a yokel like that fool for all that Jesus stuff?
Because he's very simple.
Not that simple, surely.
And his father died 3 months ago.
Ah, death. Yes.
I thought you wanted to talk about him.
Do you want a brandy?
No. Drink too much.
Of course I do, but what the hell?
Says he wants to read the Bible.
Christ, I'd rather be blind.
You could have seen his face when he realized he could read one little word. You would realize that it was the precise opposite of what you were doing in your life, in your job. It's the truth. You're a mess.
What would you like to do, St. John, with that yob?
Remember something?
Like what? The old Janet and John books?
Innocence. Hope. Something big and bright.
Look, Janet, look. Cock. John has a cock. Look, Janet, look.
Show it to Emma.
Do you want him, Janet?
Yes. And if you hadn't interrupted...
But he doesn't come back.
Oh, he will. He's coming back tomorrow. He wants to read. He promised me he would.
I see.
So, I'm very sorry, but that's the way it is. That's the new Janet and John story.
Mark, Luke, John, bless the bed that I lie on, and if I die before 8 weeks.
Listen, Janet. Has it ever occurred to you that I might need a remedial teacher, too?
What for?
Because I haven't felt a bloody thing inside me since... Oh, since God knows when. When I go out in the streets in Bristol, I look down at the cracks in the paving stones and I see clear through to hell itself.
Thought you were looking at girls' legs.
I look at the stinking rubbish in the gutter. And all I want to do is cry. No, laugh. No, both. But not for any reason. Nothing so nice and precise as that. Funny, isn't it?
I'm off to have a bath.
What?
To wash this muck off, the remains of your curry.
Why don't you ever listen to me? Why don't we ever talk?
Too late. Tell it to Emma. I'm off to have a bath.
You'll never be clean. Neither of us will. We'll never be clean.
Let nothing you dismay.
Matter at all, silly old pudding. What?
Please.
What for? Tell I what for.
So
we can have another lesson, is that what he means,
yes,
eh?
Yes, very good idea, so. Yes, you're doing very well, Billy.
Billy. I want to read.
So you shall, Billy, so you shall.
There ain't no paper. Who can't read without no paper, can us? I saw him then last night through the window. Dirty sod. Were some farm animals, some people. Set yourself down, then. But so gonna ask how to write it.
You like? Yes.
Nice word, isn't it?
Yes.
Funny shape, though.
Yes.
Words. They be funny things, but them.
Yes.
They be, though. Words. They be funny things.